Excellent. How you doing? It's me, San Martin, sitting over here at the Prescott E-News office, and I got some special guests inside. We're also sitting with the editor-in-chief of Prescott E-News.
Hello.
And who do we have here, Lynn?
This is Senator Martha McSally, and she represents Arizona, but she's been a really good friend to Yavapai County and she came up here a lot while she was campaigning, and it was it's always great to see you.
Good to see you too, Lynn.
So tell us what it's
nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Tell us what it's like being in the Senate.
Well, we hit the ground running. We've been there about 10 weeks now. I think I've been back and forth, flying to D.C. 20 times since January 1st. We hit the ground running when I'm back in Arizona. I committed that I wanted to get out to all 15 counties and hear from the residents and the local communities, the local elected leaders, other business leaders and others, kind of what their priorities are. Washington, D.C. is a pretty crazy place, as you know. And so I try to get out of there as fast as I can, you know, get back to be around normal people, to hear, you know, what their top issues are, what their challenges are. So I've called it the two ears and one mouth tour, used proportionally, which means just sit and listen. And so we just had a meeting with some of the mayors, police chief, and some others from around the region. I was at the VA facility today as well. We're up in Cottonwood. This is the 13th of the 15 counties I've been to, because again, I really want to stay grounded. We have a very diverse state, very diverse even within counties, and so I can best understand what are your federal issues, how can we help you strengthen the relationships that we have so I can best represent the state in the Senate. I'm really honored to be in the Senate. I just want to say that. Really is an incredible honor to be in this position, and I don't take it lightly.
Where are you getting this energy from? How long have you been up today?
Oh, well, I got in just to give kind of an example of like the day in the life, right? So I flew back home last night. We're now 3-hour time difference from Washington, D.C. So I got up at 5:45 yesterday morning, East Coast time, 2:45 here to work out. Had a full day and then traveled back home and got home around after midnight, East Coast time. And
I'm already tired.
Yeah, so I get up this morning, I drink a glass of water, I drink a cup of coffee, I go out running, and then we kind of, you know, hit it for the day.
So one of the things I found very interesting, because I've been, you know, of course I get press releases from you, and I've been watching kind of what you've been doing, and a lot of people thought that you would not be able to work much with Senator Sinema. And I've noticed that there have been some things that you guys have worked together on
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
You know, to represent Arizona.
So I want to make sure everybody realizes that the campaign is over. It was a very hard-fought campaign. Mm-hmm. But I'm an athlete, so I just look at it in a lot of ways. Like, just like when you go out on the athletic field and you give it your all and you sweat out there and, you know, give your best shot, then the game is over. You high five at the end of the game. Uh-huh. And then, you know, you may even go out and get a beer, you know, with the people that you just played. So the campaign's over, and now is our opportunity as Arizona senators to work together on behalf of Arizonans. So we absolutely have been working on land exchange issues so far. We've got five different local land exchange issues. One was at Cottonwood, plus a Conservation Corps initiative that Senator McCain and I had worked on, all got signed into law in the lands package a couple days ago. Yeah. So I was working with Senator Sinema on that. I'll be leading the codification of the drought contingency plan. We have to have legislation to codify that, which is pretty significant work Arizona had to go through. So we would expect all 14 senators from the 7 states on that. We're working on veteran suicide issues. There's plenty of things that we can continue to find common ground on.
But you also, during the campaign, you promised that you would be supportive of President Trump and his policies, and you've stuck to that campaign promise too.
Yeah, well, look, I'm an independent thinker, so, you know, I'm going to look at every issue as they come up and do what's best for Arizonans. I talked to the president yesterday, and was that yesterday or the day before? And I can't even remember. All the days are blurring in together. It might have been the day before. I think it was the day before. You know, I have good relationships with members of the administration, and I think it's really important for us to stay engaged as we see things brewing. There's maybe going to be areas where we say, hey, we're concerned about this or this. But there's a lot of things that we can work on together to support my constituents, you know, border security, support to our military, support to our veterans. There's all sorts of things that we can continue to work on together.
And so what are some of the top of the line issues that you're facing right now for Arizona? Yeah.
So I'm on five committees in the Senate. The Armed Services Committee, which is a really important one to, as a veteran especially, to continue to fight for our military and make sure they have everything they need to keep us safe. So we're working on the defense bill right now. There's a lot of issues we're going to be addressing related to our military in the defense bill. I'm on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and I fought for and was given a leadership opportunity to chair the Water and Power Subcommittee. And so it's a big deal as a freshman. So energy matters to us. Water matters to us here in Arizona. Yeah. Obviously, there's power issues, forest management issues. So these all these things will be in the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Really important. Better management of our forest lands, initiatives that are related to our water future. So all those will be under our jurisdiction. I'm also on the Indian Affairs Committee. Continuing a long tradition of Arizona senators being on that committee. And I'm on the Select Committee on Aging, and I'm on the Banking Committee. Okay. So there's a lot of things. I know it's a lot of stuff.
We're gonna have to give you a new middle name.
What's that?
Martha Committee.
This is really important work. If you think about it, we have a growing aging population, so we're dealing with like senior scams issues, other issues.
Yeah, that's a huge thing going on right now.
Financial security for our seniors. On the Banking Committee, small businesses being able to have access to capital to grow their business. So there's a lot of things. When I'm around the state, I will tell you. Yeah, every community definitely has unique needs, but a couple themes that have come up. One is infrastructure, the importance for there to be good investment in infrastructure, and that includes support for like local grants that local communities ask for from the federal government for infrastructure projects, which we're here to help on that. The opioid crisis, though, is one that's hitting every single community. But the other thing we heard from the police chief and others that as soon as we start doing things on the opioid crisis, then we're seeing the meth use start to rise. So we've got to look holistically at the substance abuse challenges we have, addiction issues, because the cartels and those who are trafficking the substances, as soon as we crack down on one, they're going to find a different business model, and the addictions will shift. So we have to be more wraparound, whole of society, whole of community to address these issues that are impacting every community.
You know, I'm going to share a very short personal experience. And my parents were both alcoholics. And it became clear to me as I was growing up that the drinking was not the problem. The drinking was a symptom of the problem. And so I think that working on some of those issues, like you're talking about, the holistic approach and figuring out what the root problem is so they don't need to self-medicate. And I think that that's a great approach. Of course, around here, I'm sure you've heard a lot about fire concerns because we're entering into fire season now.
No, it's a big deal. As you know, there's been mismanagement of our forests for a very long time and a lack of attention to being able to adequately thin out the forests so that they're actually healthy and they're less susceptible to fires. The fires are more natural. They're not catastrophic. And this community knows this all too well. So we have increased some resources related to forest management, not having to just pull forward from forest fighting. And this is impacting, by the way, environmental and water issues. We've in the farm bill and in some of the other bills in the last year, we've changed some of the model by allowing, for example, 20-year contracts, public-private partnerships being easier to be able to manage those forests. But there's just more needs to be done for sure. And I think we may have started to turn a corner where some of the environmentalists realize that managing the forest well is actually better for the environment as opposed to resisting it for so long because of their other, activist concerns.
Right. And then, of course, when there's the catastrophic fires and there's flooding that comes afterwards. And so it's kind of a never ending cycle when there's that damage. So by managing, it's really important. So I know you've got a busy schedule and I want to make sure.
She does not have a busy schedule.
Not at all.
What are some of the things you would like to say to the residents of Yavapai County?
Well, we're here for you. If you have an issue with a federal government agency, please call my office. Let us know. We have full-time caseworkers, whether it's something with the VA or Social Security or anything where the bureaucracy is not being responsive to you, we are here to help. It's a really important part of our job. Full-time caseworkers are there for that purpose. I've starting to build relationships with all the local electeds so they know how to get in touch with us. Any issues related to the federal government, they can immediately get in touch with me or my team, and we can be responsive to that. I'm here to represent you. I'm really honored to be in this position. I don't take it lightly. And whatever you need, I'm going to do the best I can to make a difference for this state and Yavapai County. Whatever's in the art of the possible as well. I'm a very pragmatic person when it comes to my governing style. But I also, people know that I'm also really persistent and tireless for the things that matter to us. And I'm going to keep fighting for...
Yeah, this is my first time meeting you. My energy is up right now. And I'm just like, I don't even know what to do. And you know, don't get me wrong. I have... you know, Lynn is very in the politics and the city official stuff, and me, like I tell Lynn, I'm not political. I just can't be a political.
For your health, actually.
It is. I know it is. I found the fountain of youth in this call. I don't care. I don't care about much.
So, are you having fun?
It's important. Is my answer to that. I'm purpose driven. You know, some people have kind of heard a little bit about my story, but I lost my dad when I was 12, and I learned at a young age the hard way that every day is really a gift, and I do want to make a difference with the opportunities that I've been given and the time that I've been given, and so I really am honored to be in this position. It's frustrating, don't get me wrong. Washington, D.C. is a very frustrating place. But even on my most frustrating day, which are many, I before I go to bed, I say a prayer and just replace my frustration with gratitude that I'm there, that I'm in the room, and that I can be a voice. Sometimes the political games that go on are just really, you know...
exhausting?
Yeah, they're just like, you know, okay, are you done? Are you done bloviating? Are you done with that speech? Okay, let's figure out how we can actually fix something that matters to the people who we represent is sort of the approach I take. Mm-hmm. So I really am honored to be there. You definitely have some moments of... just meeting the amazing people around the state, I think, is the coolest part of what I do. Mm-hmm. I love Arizona. I fell in love with Arizona when I first came here, stationed with the military. I love the people. I love our independent spirit. I loved it from the ground and from the air because I went to pilot training. And so just the incredible diversity of the backgrounds and the types of livelihood that people have and what they're passionate about is really something that in a time where it's easy to be, I think, cynical where people are kind of at each other's throats, even a very divided country. When I'm just out visiting people in the community, it really inspires me and it kind of builds my faith and it gives me the energy to kind of go back, deploy back to DC and to fight for them.
Okay. Well, and I also want to thank you. I think you were part of not just the land exchange in Cottonwood, but also the Embry-Riddle exchange signed in. And so that was great for you to pitch in on that. And I'm sure that you're working pretty closely with Congressman Gosar, who represents our district quite well.
Yes, absolutely. We're working on a lot of things together. Those were ones we were working on in the House together, so we were able to pull those, you know, and be a part of in this Congress or this session, ensuring that they were reintroduced in the Senate and then included in the lands package bill. So already it's been, you know, just a couple months and we've gotten like, you know, 6 pieces of legislation included in that bill. So we're doing pretty good so far.
Yeah,
right?
Great.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
How did you get into politics?
So I served 26
Sorry.
Years.
Sorry. Hey, if you guys got an extra 15 minutes.
No, yeah, we got a lot of stories to tell. So I was in the military for 26 years.
All right.
Look, I put my life on the line for our freedoms. I voted, but it's not like, you know, I was politically active or involved. In fact, there's restrictions on that as military officers. It's part of our culture in the military to not walk by a problem. And if you're complaining about something, you better be willing to do something about it. So I found myself very much complaining about what's going on in Washington, D.C.
And there you go.
Looked myself in the mirror and said, well, what are you going to do about it? And so that was the beginning of this journey.
See, there's still hope for me, Lynn. I might become political.
See? Exactly.
If I'm tired of complaining or people complaining.
So I know you have a website. Bring us back down to earth a little bit here. I know you have a website and... any of your constituents, if they need to get hold of you, they can do that through your website. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. If you have any issues, it's mcsally.senate.gov, right? And you can request a flag be flown over the Capitol for a special occasion. Or if you're coming and you're coming to D.C. and you want a tour of the Capitol, my team can help. Or anything else that you have, you just want to share your opinion on something. Or if you have an issue with a federal agency, you can get on our website and submit it. Or pick up the phone, call our Phoenix or Tucson office. that we have open right now, you can talk pretty quickly to a caseworker or someone else, and we'll immediately get acting on your case.
And I'm sure that you're on social media too.
Yes, of course. I have no idea what our handle is. What is it? It's at something something. At Send McSally AZ, I think. Yeah.
We'll make sure to put some links in there for you. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank anyway, you. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We've enjoyed it.
Thanks
and
a lot.
It's always great to get an update from you. And you're great because you pack in so much in just a few minutes.
Exactly. Well, it's good to be back, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.